Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 44, our air date, Thursday, October 30th, 2025. I guess that would be Halloween Eve. So we hope we don't scare anybody here tonight. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this weekend by our lovely co-host.
Gutter Peep.
She's keeping me around. I'm pretty happy about that. We have a very special guest with us tonight, Folklore. Laura Fagan joins us all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Oh, wonderful to have you here. My old stomping grounds where I was born. Just wonderful to have somebody from the East Coast here. So we're happy about that.
Yeah.
Your music style is really kind of unique. And folklore is what we're promoting here. It's a blend of folk, indie, pop styles. How did you get into this? What brought you to this kind of this genre that is something uniquely yours?
I have loved music my whole life, and when I was going through and writing the album, like, I'm not classically trained as a guitar player. I had singing my whole life. I learned how to, like, pluck a couple notes out on the piano when I was younger, but I'm not really a trained instrumentalist, so I just started making music that I wanted to hear, and so I was influenced by, you know, like Maggie Rogers and Noah Kahan and like these really great storytellers. So the story was always first for me. And then the genre kind of served the story.
Well, and you mentioned that you've not been classically trained. You're one of the ones that really kind of took advantage of the pandemic. From what we understand, that's when you really learned to do all of this.
Yeah. So I have written my whole life. I was an English major. I was like that kid with the notebook, always scribbling poems or writing something down. And I loved music. I loved singing. And I think it took the isolation and the boredom to be able to be willing to conquer guitar specifically. I was really intimidated because it's not linear. You can't just say like, this is an A, this is a C. Like you have to memorize shapes and things. So it takes time. It's
yeah.
painful. So when we were locked up, I was just playing around with the guitar, and my partner was a good guitarist too. So that helped. I was able to, you know, at the time kind of get through with a little guidance as well.
Learn a little bit there's a difference between just learning to pluck a couple of notes and actually make music. Mm-hmm. And you're making music now. So it's really come quite a ways for you quickly.
Yeah, I wrote the first song that I wrote for this album about a year ago. So it's been a very condensed timeline. And I would just get little songs stuck in my head and then kind of see what I thought they sounded like on guitar and then figure out what the notes were. And then I'd go back and say, okay, this is a verse or this is a chorus or I wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. And then how can I push the structure or push the storytelling? So I've been told by more classically trained people that I have an unconventional style, which I think is cool.
Well, that's, as I said, I think that's what makes you unique. When folks hear your music and we listen to what you're doing, it's not something that you traditionally hear. At the same time, you've got elements of what we're used to, and you put them together in such a unique way.
Thank you. That's a beautiful way of saying that. That's really kind.
The first song that we have queued up for you tonight is Leaves and Letters. Tell us a little bit about the background on this song.
So this is the second song that I wrote for the album. And as an English major, I was like, I love playing with words. And so it kind of started from this concept of I knew the album was going to be a very autumn-centric. Like I loved the metaphor of leaves and falling and changing and how you can put that up against a relationship. You're always falling in a relationship. You're always changing in a relationship. And sometimes you leave in relationships. So the leaves and the leaving kind of went together naturally. And then as a writer, letters and letting her leave. So that started off with me just like playing with the textures of these words and these metaphors and what I could turn it into. And it turned into the first of what I consider a trilogy on the album. There's two other songs that, in my opinion, and the kind of the album follows this shape and story, but it's all about two people who are going through the same thing and they have completely different perspectives on what's happening. So in Leaves and Letters, we have somebody who's like trying to be mature and do the right thing for their partner. I'm going to let her leave if she wants to, if that's what she wants to do. And then the other two songs that fit together with this, one's called You Can't Break Me, I Don't Know, and the other one's called Trunk in the Attic. And they tell a different side of the story. The person in the attic is obsessing over the future and feeling left. But then you've got the Leaves and Letters person who's like, I'm going to let you leave. And then you have this really confessional vibe where no one's speaking the truth in that third one. So they kind of build this story together.
Sounds like we need a sequel to this show. Yes. To put them all together that way.
Thinking the same thing. I'm like, okay, we could do a series on this.
Yes, we could.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Right. I think it's in the plans already. All right, let's give this one a listen. Folklore, Leaves and Letters.
We're so on and off again. It feels like autumn, you're leaving so often. The leaves fall to the ground and we pick them up again. Now if she leaves, I guess I'll let her. I'll fall like leaves and ink-blend letters. Let her leave her goodbye letters as we come untethered. I just let her, her leaves fall into letters. I'll sing these songs to light up when the trees are still aflame. What would we look like today? Would you leave me with this pain?
It's great getting the backstory for a song before hearing that. And wow, that's really great. Folklore's Leaves and Letters. And I think what's even more fun, folks that watch us on YouTube and have seen the video version of our show know that Quarter Peep has a tendency to dance around during these songs. Folklore is the first act that's been with us that's danced just as much as Quarter Peep does. And I absolutely love it.
Absolutely love it. I write music I want to hear. Like I was so scared during this process that I would hear those songs over and over and be like, God, I can't hear that song anymore. But now I'm just like, I don't know. I just want to hear them. Like, I love these songs. I'm so proud of them.
Well, you should be. It's wonderful music. It's unique music. I was thinking about that while listening to the song, that wow, there are so many little elements that you're bringing into this that they work. They all work together, and that's just a beautiful tune. knowing what you're trying to accomplish with the song, and at the same time hearing all of those elements together, it's wonderful. We really, really enjoyed it.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks.
All right, folks, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with Folklore on the other side.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code BORDERPETE, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Folklore, having a great time here this evening. We just heard Leaves and Letters, very unique song. You write about things that are in between places, and as we got, you also write where it's messy. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I grew up just naturally like a chronic perfectionist. I was always like, I need to do it right. I need to do everything perfectly. And it took me so long into adulthood to realize that the definition of perfect is inherently imperfect because it's somebody else's opinion. And if you're not happy, it's not you. And I never let myself really embrace mess until recently, where I'm like, you know, like people change and they grow. And are you a different person than you were at the beginning of something because you've grown or not? And is that messy? And does somebody's expectations of you change who you are? Or do you just get to, like, I don't know, make a mistake and be a human being? And it was a really liberating thing to give myself permission to just go out there and be a mess.
Well, and that's what's reflected in your music. You're telling these stories. What does your creative process look like? Are you the type of person that you sit down and, okay, I've got an idea and here it's going to go and okay, boom, we're done? Or is it something that you come back to time after time and say, okay, now I've hit this 50 times and it's ready now?
So my process is messy. I usually, it's really messy. I get little things stuck in my head, either a line or something that I'll sing. And I'll just bring out my notes app and I'll type it up and I have folders. Now I've got this whole smart folder system down where I can do a hashtag and it'll sort them because they used to just get lost into the ether. But now I can put them in folders, or I'll just whip out my memos and I'll like sing into my phone. I still haven't figured out how to organize that. There is gold probably somewhere in the back of my phone that may or may not see the light of day. but what I do is I let these little thoughts exist. And I don't push them. I don't ask them questions. I don't worry about them. I just let them come out. And then I'll revisit them. And then I realize, like, oh, this thought's a little bit like this thought. And I put them together and I'm like, oh, you're having an interesting conversation. And this thought is a third thing, but it's complicating these things. It's different. So that's why I think the structure of what I do feels sometimes like I'm putting different elements together, because I might be in one mindset here with this note and then another mindset here. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I had a voice memo where it sounded a little like this. And then I shaped them. And like bridges specifically are my favorite things to write. I think the bridge is like, if you don't have a good bridge, what are you doing? If your bridge isn't like tearing your heart out, what's the point? So what I like to do is I like to write the most devastating, hardest, most poetic thing I can think of. And then I say, you're a chorus. I need a bridge that's better than that. So I like to really push and push and push the point of what I'm saying so I don't get comfortable. So I might take a little something from here, something from here, and I'm like, make it bigger, make it better.
We have done more than 90 shows since we got Vehicle City Sound going again. That is one of the most fascinating explanations of the creative process I have ever heard. I love that. And it's messy.
It's a mess. It's a train wreck. And sometimes you do have to like sit down intentionally and say, okay, if you don't put a note structure to this, if you don't assign a title of a verse or a chorus, it's not going to turn into something. You got to herd the cats. But you got to let them be cats. You got to let it be a mess. And then you shape it and you fill in the colors of it and you celebrate it for what it is. So.
Well, and I think this next one that we've got queued up probably epitomizes that as much as anything else. This song is called I'm Changing. And the first time I heard this, when folks, when you hear these first 30 seconds of this song, I'm going. I'm dancing. And this song progresses to a point that it's very, very serious and very, very deep. From that, tell us a little bit about I'm Changing, because the song does change.
The song changes. You know, I don't even think I've put words to that, but you're right. It totally changes. It promises one thing and then it becomes something else. Mm-hmm. The core question in my notes app when I was writing this, at the very bottom, it says, is it okay to change? Like, is it a lie? Are you breaking a promise if you change? So that's like the core question that started this song. So I knew going in, I wanted a sound that had a little pop punk rock sensibility mm-hmm. to it. Cause I was like, I just think it's fun, to get a little like angry or something, a little, you know, for me, a little edgy. And so I was again thinking about leaves and changing. And I was like, it really started with this idea that I want to write a song that has September in it. Cause I think it's cool to like time box feelings and nature and use that to get you where you're going. But this one was actually the easiest production wise to create. So the lyrics I grappled with, and I was trying to write like things that made me feel stuff and pushed me in this like autumn way. And then the bridge gets very, very heady, very cerebral. The lyrics, like, I know I'm too in my head, like halfway through, I'm like, I know. But I wanted to have that really exist there and be complicated lyrically, but like basic and simple from a production standpoint. So you don't really know what's going on. So I actually, my producer and I were on the same page when we were making this one. And he was like, you know, I'm just in the mood to do like a Paramore vibe. And I was like, I just wrote a Paramore vibe. Let's go. And so we sit down and we talk this out and we're listening to our references and trying to map it out. And he's like, I think I know exactly what to do. And I was like, cool. Do you want me to just come back tomorrow and you just like put a bunch of samples together and then we'll do vocals? And I come back and he's got this, just boom, did it. And then we didn't know what to do with the end. We were like, we'll figure that out. Because when he was playing it, I was like, it's just not what I was looking for. So we get to the studio to finally record everything. And then at the end, we kind of both had this click moment where he looks at me and he goes, I have an idea. And I'm like, you're about to tell me to go in there and record the end acoustic, just me and a guitar, and yes. take all of this yes. like production out, aren't you? And he's like, it's like I don't have to talk. Like, so we were just there. And so that's how the end changed. It was kind of a mistake, but it was just like so simple. So putting this one together was so simple.
Oh, man. That's and it's so effective too. It is just so effective. You don't expect that. Thank that's you. What's coming. So, all right.
Sing, I spoiled Lily, it. Up. I'm sorry.
Let's play the song. Let's play the song.
Wait. Make sure you dance with us.
I can't. I can't not dance. I have to.
See?
All right. This is Folklore. I'm Changing.
Yeah.
It is such an amazing song.
So Folklore's fun.
I'm Changing. And that just plain works.
Thank you.
That song has you rocking all through it. And what a message. And then to end that the way you do, so uniquely, is so much yours.
Thank you.
It works. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Appreciate
thank you so
that.
Much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
So cool. Where do people find you? We've got a whole crew that have been listening to this podcast now for a little bit, and they've just been introduced to Folklore. Where do they find you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on all the major platforms. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Music, Tidal, under Folklore. Make sure it's the one that has me on it. There is another artist out there with the same name, but she hasn't released music in a while. And I just love the name so much, so I had to commit to it. But yeah, Folklore, I'm everywhere. I also have Instagram, Laura Fagan, or TikTok, Folklore. I also have a website, laurafagan.com. You can sign up for my newsletter. Sometimes I send little emails out, just like, hey, hi, how you doing? Little things like that.
And an amazing website, too. Your website absolutely rocks. Quarter Peep, you are digging through where you dig through the merch.
That's me. There is this amazing zip up, so definitely check it out. It's Ghost. That's the very first song that was aired tonight, and that's the Leaves and Letters. It's adorable zip up. I'm telling you, check it out.
And everything on there is soft. That's so important to me. Soft, washes well. Like, yeah, you want to wear it out, but you also want to wear it to bed. Like, it's all the like good soft stuff. So.
Uh oh.
In trouble. You're in trouble.
One of my closest friends designed it all. Everything that I'm doing right now is completely grassroots. I've got no label, no backing, no nothing. It's just friends who are graphic designers and, you know, good at reaching out to podcasts and emailing and asking if I can come on their show and stuff like that. So it's all completely grassroots and done with love and intention. Yeah. Everything is like, I'm trying to do it as well as I can. What would I want? What do I think people would like? Soft t-shirts. That's what people want. Cute yes. t-shirts.
Well, that's what makes it the best. And you've hit with us. There's no question about that. This last song that we've got queued up, I've got it. We talked a little bit about this before we went on air tonight. And I have to embarrassingly but sincerely tell the story. So what happens, folks, when we put these shows together? We talk with the artist, we give them all the details of the show, and they send us the songs that we want to include with the interviews. And Folklore sent these three songs, and I went in and did, you know, listen to them and got them loaded up into our virtual studio that we have here. And Quarter Peep's sitting out on the couch watching some TV while I'm doing this in the office, and I come walking out and I've got tears, and I said to her, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I just said, I just listened to my new favorite song, and you wrote on your website that you like to write music that moves people.
Yeah.
And this moved me, and there is a particular line in this song, and I told you I wasn't going to tell you about it till we were doing the interview.
I'm ready.
You wrote, "When I'm falling apart, you remind me the cracks are part of the art." And that, I guess, got goosebumps just saying that, because I feel like that's something that so many people need to understand. Yeah, you have tough times. You have things that you fall apart from, but that's what makes you. And if you can recover from that and move on, that's just part of what made you the beauty that you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's those cracks, when they repair, the scar tissue is stronger than your original tissue. Like, it's not pretty, but that's not the point. It's the strength that you develop from it. And then that line is really important to me, because it's not just about believing in your own strength, which I think we need to, but it's about this moment where it's like, I'm falling apart and you are empowering me. Like I'm getting support while I'm being a mess. Like, I can get loved pre-art, pre-healing as well. And like, it's the cracks are part of the art. So it's like this circle of, no matter what state you're in, being who you are is what matters.
So, yeah.
You're going to make me cry.
I'm
going to cry now.
This one is absolutely phenomenal, folks. Listen to this song with an open mind. Listen to this song thinking about how it relates to you and your journey and where you've been and where you're going to go. This is Folklore Loop.
I write myself in different fonts. out bugs. Can't help but wonder, does the loop we're in end tight in a knot? But what if you move me and I move you? 'Cause I know all your notes and the ones that I want you to repeat.
Without question, one of the most beautiful songs I have ever heard. That is Folklore Loop.
Thank you.
The goosebump meter is off the charts right now. That is, that's just one that I could listen to. And, you know, this is C. Willie talking. I could listen to that over and over, and I think I would get something different out of that song every time I heard it.
You know, that song surprised me. I think you hear a lot of writers sometimes talk about how their characters do things that they don't expect. This song, it is so, like, when I hear it, sometimes I'm like, I'm getting something else out of it. It's like, there's something new around this corner. And it really does. It just, like, it grabs you and it surprises you. This one was the hands down hardest one to make decisions about, to produce. I could not make a decision. I could not hear it. I wrote it on guitar. I could not for the life of me make this make sense and make it make sound that was right. And it was like me just flipping out. Like I don't know what to do. And, you know, I told you how my producer and I clicked so much on changing. And I was like, where's that? Like, where are you? And he's like, it's not me. You came with the energy. Like, where are you? Like,
It's your turn. Step up.
It's funny. So, and it takes patience. And I think sometimes there's something in there. And I think that's why this feels so like its own thing, because it really did. It nurtured itself. It didn't have me there to help it. Yeah. It came out and it, you know, that's a really special thing for me.
I truly appreciate your patience, as I know all of our fans are going to, too. When they hear that song, that's going to be one that's going to be repeated many, many times.
Thank you.
Hey, Quarter Peep, I think we've got a wrap on another one here. Who's coming up next week?
Yes, we have Sarah Knopfs.
Oh, looking forward to Sarah. That should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Folks, we thank you for all of your support. We thank you for listening tonight. We thank you for everything you shared with us. Folklore, Laura Fagan, thank you so much for being with us.
I just had a catch up on my lap. Thank you so much. That was such a fun night for me. I really appreciated getting to know you and getting to talk about those songs.
Well, likewise, and I think we're going to have to revisit this the trilogy that we talked about early on in the show. I'm seeing a little bit down the road, we're going to have to dedicate a show to that.
I would love that. I have stories galore for those other ones as well, so I'd love to dig in.
Fantastic. Folklore, that's Laura Fagan. Folks, hey, we appreciate all your support. If you know somebody else like Folklore that you want us to have on the show, drop us an email. It's vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And of course, you can find out where we're going, what we're doing. Let's see, Thursday, October 30th, that's when this is dropping. We're going to be on the road when this is happening, on our way to the Josie Music Awards in Nashville. Looking forward to that. But if you check out our website, vehiclecitysound.com, you'll know exactly where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing. And we love everything we're hearing from you. Thank you so much for the support. Folklore, Laura Fagan, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. Be good.